Excuse me. What in the world are you thinking?
Mean Gene, the first thing you need to do is to tell these people to shut up if you want to hear what I got to say.
What up, y'all? It's KMB, the Sexy Ninja, and the place to be for a Paper Saber Universe, and this is the New World Podcast, brother. We're talking about NXT, April 16th, 2024, Vic Joseph, Booker T on commentary. Woo, this was a packed show. And when I say packed, I mean packed, but we started off with Dijak versus Noam Dar with Metaphor on the outside. I did not expect Noam Dar to get the win, but of course, with Metaphor's help, that's how he got the win. But this was a fun match. A great way to start the show. Great way to kick off some action. Then we have Ilya Dragunov with the backstage with Ava. And Ava tells Ilya, like, I don't think it's fair that Mr. Trick Williams has a match tonight and you don't. And Ilya Dragunov is like, hey, tell that locker room, whoever wants to look into the eyes of the dragon, they can have an opportunity. So it becomes an open challenge type thing. And I will say it does pay off. Tatum Paxley package. She's creepy. She's spooky. She's like, I turned on Lyra because she lost the one thing I love more in this world, and it's that championship. And she says, that is on you, Lyra, so that's why I attacked you. And it was a cool package. Sol Ruka versus Lola Vice, and I will say Lola Vice is growing on me. I really do like Lola Vice more and more and more. But of course, Blair Davenport cost Sol Ruka the match because Lola got the win, and Natalya interrupts on the big screen after all this. Challenges Lola Vice. In 2 weeks at Spring Breakin', NXT Underground match. The first ever women's NXT Underground match. And the last couple of Underground matches they had were bangers. And I was like, whoa, Natalya versus Lola Vice in an NXT Underground match? Oh, sign me up. Next week's the contract signing. And I believe that's what they're saving for Spring Breakin' Night 2 as the main event. Because Night 1, we get Trick Williams and Ilya Dragunov for the championship. So I was like, okay, you know what? I'm here. I'm ready to go. We got little NXT Anonymous showing Ridge. Ridge has problems. I thought he wasn't going to wrestle anymore, but it sets up a match. Our next match, Ridge Holland versus Joaquin Wilde. And of course, Ridge Holland gets to win, but Sean Spears is there. He comes out. He's watching Ridge. He's getting in the mind of Ridge Holland. And yeah, I'm interested to see where the story is going. Josh Briggs is backstage in the medical bay. He's just getting himself checked out. Ivar walks up, and I'm telling you, it's so weird when he's in street clothes with his little vest and jeans, and I don't know. But Josh is like, hey, I'm cleared. I'm going to go take on Oba. Ivar's like, whoa. I'm going to take on Ivar, and then I will take that North American championship, and I will give you an opportunity when that happens. Josh doesn't like that, so Ivar's like, you know what, let's settle this tonight, me and you in the ring, and whoever wins will face Oba Femi for that North American championship, and Josh agrees. So, and then we had Ariana Grace with Gigi Dolin, part one. Ariana's trying to change Gigi into a pageant queen and change your ways of dressing and stuff like that. So we only got part one. This is them meeting on a bench and whatnot. We have a TikTok moment with Reese, Malik, and Enofe. And I don't know, they're trading. And I like that Reese was like, what'd she say? Aop. We're going to face Aop tonight. And they're like, who the hell's Aop? They're like, oh, AOP. And she's like, AOP, it's not Aop? I don't know why I found that silly, but it was pretty fun. Thea Hells backstage with Mr. Chase, and Mr. Chase says, I'm sorry, Thea. This brought a little tear to my heart because he goes, hey, I would bet the world, you know, to keep you safe. I will, you know, I will always root for you, Thea. And Thea sees it, and she says, thank you, Mr. Chase, and gives him a hug. And I was like, aw, this is such a special moment. The family comes out. You know, Angelo's like, hey, you know, I didn't win the NXT championship, but we got to move on. Business is business. And here comes the No Quarter Catch crew. And the family's like, hey, when are you going to pay up for what we did for you? And the No Quarter Catch crew's like, oh, we ain't going to do that. But it goes a little bit back and forth. And D'Angelo handles business the way it should be handled. He fights. And they all get in the big fight, which is going to be a big 3-on-3 at Spring Breakin' Night 1. But D'Angelo's looking at that Heritage Cup So that's what really this is all about. Ilya Dragunov comes to the ring. The entire locker room wants the opportunity to face the Dragon, but they get outsmarted by Javon Evans, who we saw his debut last week. Young OG, and I will say this. I was impressed last week, but I'm even more impressed this week. This match was fucking awesome. I mean, Ilya was taken to the limit by Javon Evans, and I gotta say, Young OG, he's on my radar now. Like, I got to see a great match between these two, but of course, Ilya Dragunov got the win going into his big match next week, but hats off to Mr. Evans. And that was pretty cool, though, because he jumps over the announce table, jumps into the ring right over Ilya Dragunov, and that's what starts the match. Kelly's backstage with Carmen. And she's going to train Natalya for her NXT Underground match. Lola interrupts and says, "You can do all the training you want, but I'm going to whoop that ass." Next up, we have Thea Hell with Chase U versus Tatum Paxley. Crazy Tatum Paxley. But of course, the story we're trying to tell here is the one between Thea and JC, because Jasmine comes out, tries to distract. And as Thea's going, she's about to get Tatum. Nope, JC interrupts. And it just becomes a moment where Tatum Paxley takes the opportunity to take advantage of Thea for the 1-2-3. And Thea wastes no time. She goes after JC Jayne. Then out of nowhere, here comes Lyra taking out Tatum Paxley. It's just chaos, and I love it. I was like, oh, man, I want these two matches so bad. I hope they're at spring break, and I hope JC and Thea get no rules, no DQ, something, because this feud has been building for a while, and I hope somebody gets something crazy with Lyra and Tatum. Kelly's backstage with Roxanne while all this is taking place. Roxanne Perez is like, let them kill each other. I'm the champ. You know, I can face who I want, and I can do a better job than Ava. And Ava comes up and is like, oh, you know, I got a great idea. Because it's so easy, right? I'll make a triple threat match for your championship again with Tatum and Lyra and you for that champion. That, you know what I mean? And I was like, oh, and Roxanne did not like that. Roxanne was like, hey, wait a minute, triple threat? So another moment of being against me against the world. So we got that, a triple threat for the NXT Women's Championship. That's going to be awesome. Authors of Pain, or AOP as we want to call them, versus Malik Blade and Idris Enofe. This was okay. A lot of hard hitting. I thought it was going to be a squash for the most part, but of course AOP got the win with the Final Testament standing tall. But here comes Nathan Frazier and Axiom, our tag team champions. They come out. They're not scared of the Authors of Pain. They want to show that we will take on both of you. We will take you both on. Ariana and Gigi Dolin part two. They find a nice green dress. Ariana does. And gives it to Gigi. Gigi's like, oh, I'll try it out. And then she makes it Gigi style. Gives it a little bit of Gigi flair. That's what she does. Ariana, not too impressed, but she is left with the bill. And I like that she pulls out all these credit cards. She goes, credit? Ivar versus Josh Briggs. Two meaty men fighting it out. Who's going to face the other meaty man himself? Oba, as he's watching on. Ivar gets the win, and Oba's like, okay, all right. I see you. You know, then he's like, and I believe Kelly gets in the room with him. He's like, hey, did you see? He's like, yeah, very interesting. And as he's walking out, Oro Mensa gets laid out again. He says, not again, by Oba Femi. I don't know why I thought that was funny, but it was. Kelly gets an interview with Carmelo Hayes before the match, and he says he's going to whoop that trick. He's going to make him whooped. That goes into the steel cage match for the main event of this evening, folks. Trick Williams versus Carmelo Hayes, the final match for Carmelo Hayes, as is being reported. Trick Williams gets the win, but man, this was a fun match. This was a way to end this story. This is a way to close this book. And Carmelo Hayes will go off onto the main roster like Bron Breakker has. And it's an end of an era with those two, in my opinion. Two superstars that was in the the splat color era of NXT all the way into its reborn into the Black and Gold that we love. You know, they really held their own. And NXT 2.0, I was trying to remember the name, but yeah, they were really there. They were the stars of that, and now they have moved on to the main roster, rightfully so, and I hope they kill it. This had a lot of cool stuff in the match. Of course, Carmelo Hayes' bodyguards tried to get in. Trick Williams wouldn't have it. Really cool finish. Trick Williams with the 1, 2, 3. And as he sits on top of the cage, sits on top of the kingdom, he sees the dragon. And it's a stare off. And that's the way we end this. And next week, we will get Trick Williams versus Ilya Dragunov for the NXT Championship. And I was like, wow, that seems pretty quick. But okay, this seems like a match that we could have held off on until night two. But no, it's going to happen. And like I said, I think Trick Williams is going to get the championship. I just feel that in my bones, because with the draft coming up, Ilya Dragunov being on fire, he's going to get drafted. I think he's going to get drafted to Raw. So that draft is going to change a lot of things. And Trick Williams has to win the championship, in my opinion, because this is his second time. Like, if he loses this time, there's that fire and momentum we've been building with Trick. It,